Most spiders waste no time eating flies caught in their web. But on today's Creation Moment, we'll tell you about a spider and a fly that live in perfect harmony. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
One would never expect to find any insect sharing living arrangements with a spider. That's why scientists were amazed to find a tiny fly in the rainforests of Central America who shares both room and board with a spider. The fly spends most of his time on the back of the golden web spider, who doesn't seem to object. This spider does not deal with its victims in the same way most spiders do. When a large insect gets caught in the tough web of this spider, the golden web spider injects the victim with digestive juices to prepare it for eating. The fly keeps track of meal preparations from the spider's back. Just before the meal is liquefied to the spider's satisfaction, the fly buzzes over and drinks its fill in a few seconds. By the time the spider approaches lunch, the fly is back napping on the spider. Both the spider and the fly are designed with special features to make this most unlikely arrangement work. If the golden web spider's eating habits were like most spiders, there would be no liquefied meal for the fly. The fly itself has a mouth that is specially designed to allow it to drink a full meal in seconds. This helps keep him out of the spider's way. How can a spider and a fly live together? God can design a solution to any problem. Why design an arrangement between a spider and a fly anyway? So that we would know that there is a creator and that he can meet any challenge. There's nothing you cannot take to him in the name of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We have created hundreds of free church bulletin inserts based on our Creation Moments broadcast. To print and share them with others, go to our website at creationmoments.com.